Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I want to take you through what it's like to use the quick nav function using the cursor keys on VoiceOver on the Apple Mac. Of course, the quick nav function is also available on your Bluetooth keyboard when you want to use it with one of the iOS devices, such as the iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. And basically, the way to turn quick nav on and off is to press the left and right arrow keys. But before I get to that, let me just jump to my desktop, since my MacBook's turned on and VoiceOver is running. So I'm going to press Shift-Control-Option-D to jump to the desktop.
Desktop, time machine backups, selected volume.
And let's turn quick nav on by pressing left and right together.
Quick nav on.
So quick nav is now on, ready to go, and of course it's a toggle. So if I press it again,
quick nav off,
it turns it off. So on again with left and right.
Quick nav on.
And let's jump to the dock by doing Control Option D for dock.
Time, dock, system preferences, running, 10 of 66.
Now basically what happens now is that if I just press the left arrow key.
Time machine, 9 of 66.
Left again.
iCal, 8 of 66.
I'm moving to the previous item on the dock. Normally that would be Control Option left arrow. I press the right arrow key.
Time machine, 9 of 66.
And right again.
System preferences. Running, 10 of 66.
Again, without quick nav running, that would be Control Option right arrow. So let me jump to text edit in order for me to show you a few things to do with the quick nav functionality. So I'm just going to type in TE, since I've got text edit on my dock, to quickly jump to it.
Text edit, running, 60 of 66.
And it's up and down to select the item, rather than pressing Control Option spacebar.
Text edit, window, untitled, edit text.
To interact with the item, in this case the edit area, it's down and right arrow.
Interact with edit text, blank.
Now normally that would have been shift control option down arrow. So let's type in a few words, such as this is a test.
T A I S space this I S space A space T E S T period test period.
Okay, two new lines.
New line.
And this is the end.
T H S space this I S space is T H space the E N D period and period.
Let's jump to the top of the edit area with Shift Control Option Home.
This.
Now we've already discovered that using the left and right arrow keys moves you backwards and forwards item by item, in this case in the document, as if you're pressing Control Option right arrow to go to the next. Control Option left arrow to go to previous. In this case, it would be word by word. So if I do that now, right arrow.
This is a test.
Okay, left arrow to go back.
Test. A is this.
Now, if I wanted to actually move by a smaller increment, in this case, character, I can use the rotor command. And those of you that use the trackpad on the MacBook or the Magic Trackpad or indeed the iOS devices will be very used to what the rotor does in applications and what the web rotor does in browsers. So the rotor in this case, because it's still in the application, is up and right.
Characters.
We've got characters, up and right again.
Words.
Words, up and right again.
Navigation.
And up and right again.
Characters.
Back to characters. And we could have pressed up and left to cycle through the other way counterclockwise. So then I've got my characters selected. My up and down arrow keys then move by that unit. So pressing down will now move to the next element, in this case character. So I'll do that now, down arrow.
T-H-I-S space.
Okay, and up arrow to move to the previous element, in this case character. So up arrow.
Space, S-I-H-T.
If we're going to move by word, we do up and right to get to word.
Words.
Now down arrow.
This is a test.
And up arrow to go back.
Test, A is this.
And of course navigation is up and right.
Navigation.
And down arrow.
This is a test. New line. This is the end.
Okay, up arrow.
New line. This is a test.
So basically, to cover the character and navigation movement, normally to go forward character by character in VoiceOver is Shift Control Option right arrow. To go to the previous character, it's Shift Control Option left arrow. Navigation up and down is Control Option down arrow or Control Option up arrow. So as you can tell, you can really eliminate quite a few keystrokes. To uninteract with the edit area, we press down and left.
Stop interacting with edit text.
And normally the uninteract command would be shift control option up arrow. So let's do command Q to quit out of text edit.
Quit text edit. Interact with alert
and let's
dialogue.
Use right
do you
arrow
want
to get
save
to the
changes
don't save.
You made? Your change. Don't save. Cancel
Whoops,
button.
I've gone past it. Back to the left.
Don't save button.
And up and down.
Press
select it.
Finder. Desktop. Time machine backups. Selected volume.
Go back to my desktop. Now I want to show you what you can do with the web rotor when you're in a web page. So let's go to the dock with Control Option D.
Time. Dock. Text edit. 16 of 66.
And I'm going to type in SA to jump to Safari.
Safari. Running. 3 of 66.
And it's already running. I'm going to select it by doing up and down together.
Press. Safari. Running. 3 of 66. Safari. Window. Apple. Start.
Shut it with the control key and do command L to
open location
http
slash
type in
www period
vision australia
unhighlighted is I-O-N-A-U-S-T-R-A-A period r-g on html content vision australia blindness and low vision services
and shut it with the control key. Now if we come back to our rotor, now because we're now in Safari, it's now called the web rotor, so I press up and right.
Headers.
Links.
Auto web spots.
Auto web spots.
Form controls. Web spots. Visited links. Non-visited links. Tables.
Frames.
Images. Headers.
And back to headers. So again, we move with the up and down to move by elements. So to move by header in this case, I press the down arrow.
Heading level 1. Welcome to Vision Australia.
Down again.
Heading level 2. Call for art with heart.
And to move back by header, up arrow.
Heading level 1, welcome to Vision Australia.
And there's no more headings to move back to after that one. And normally that would be Control Option Command H to move forward by header, Shift Control Option Command H to move to the previous header. Let's do up and right to go to link.
Links.
Down arrow.
Full story, link. Full story, link. Vision Australia Christmas Appeal 2010, link.
And to move to the previous link, up arrow.
Full story, link. Full story, link.
And of course, that would be to move forward link by link, Control Option Command L, and to move to the previous link, Shift Control Option Command L. And the only one other on this web rotor that I use all the time is Form Control. So let's press up and right to get to Form Control.
Auto web spots, Form Controls.
Now if I press the down arrow key, there's none there, so I press the up arrow key.
Go. Button.
Go button, up again.
Search edit text.
There's my search edit area to search for items on the Vision Australia website. And again, for voiceover, general command would be Control Option Command J to jump to the next element on the page. Shift Control Option Command J to jump to the previous form element on the page. So let me close down Safari with Command Q.
Finder, desktop, time machine backups, selected volume.
Now I just want to show you something that you may come across when you're using the keyboard help to explore the different commands that QuickNav gives you. So let's go into keyboard help with Control Option K.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
Now the first thing you might want to do is just press the left and right arrow keys together. And this is actually what happens if you do that when you've already got QuickNav running. So I'm pressing that now.
Left and right, QuickNav on, toggles QuickNav.
And what it's actually done is turn QuickNav off, because if I press the left arrow key,
left arrow,
it just says the normal function of the left arrow key, which is left arrow. If I press left and right again,
left and right, QuickNav on, toggles QuickNav.
QuickNav is now back on, so if I now press the left arrow key,
left, move left, moves the voiceover cursor left.
It actually reads out the QuickNav function for that key. So just be aware of that particular quirk when you're using the keyboard help mode for VoiceOver. So let's come out of keyboard help by pressing the escape key.
Escape, stopping keyboard help.
And that concludes this demonstration of QuickNav. Remember that you can always turn QuickNav off by pressing the left and right arrow keys together.
QuickNav off.
And it's now off. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of the QuickNav function using VoiceOver. If you've got any other questions in relation to Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.